start.
Okay. I should mention that the last time the Fisk Jubilee Singers made a cylinder recording was in 1911. So we've had a bit of a hiatus here in their cylinder recording career, and it's about time to rectify that, wouldn't you say?
So you're going to do the announcements?
Sure, if you tell me what to announce.
Okay. There we
go. I think they're going to do some test recording first.
Just tell me what you want.
Okay. Okay, so the group here, come on up. Well, Tim has just done an excellent job of introducing the Fisk Singers, so I don't need to worry about that. But I'd like to tell you the names of this group here. Our soprano today is Mandisha Hundley, alto Sabrina Kashi, tenor Brandon Alexander, and on bass we have Fred L. Steen Jr. The recording engineer is Peter Dilge. He is a phonograph and record collector who lives in Baldwin, New York, and he began recording on wax cylinder in the 1960s. Recently, at the Edison Laboratory in West Orange, New Jersey, he's recorded artists including the Wynton Marsalis Septet, Les Paul, Patsy Stoneman, and most recently, the pop band They Might Be Giants. And one of their recordings they issued on their last Elektra Records CD. So. Yeah.
Just want to explain.
Is this on this mic?
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Yeah, what we're going to do here is do a couple tests, or at least one test, because in the old days you had to do lots of tests. But because we have to balance this thing out, we're going to try one, so just bear with us, all right?
Sure. There have been no rehearsals. So. I think this makes it interesting because the rehearsals are interesting. Yeah, why don't we do that?
Let's hope it came out.
Excuse me.
Standing in front of the other horn.
Yeah, maybe you want to come down here and listen. Now, I have to get the right, on these little Edison gems, you have to kind of find the speed, so just give me a second here.
You take this. Suggested you take that.
Oh,
all right. Put that in your pocket. And
then all right.
Put that on there.
We'll try it again, right? We have to make a mold first. Right, panic. All right, we're gonna try it again. All right. Now this time we'll get closer to the horn. All right. Come on. Tim, you want to announce this one? You get the idea, right?
Yeah.
A little louder, okay.
Where do you want this
now? All right, I'll tell you in a second.
What's the record label name?
Arsk.
Arsk Records.
Arsk. Hold on, let me get this adjusted now.
And the female voices are much more piercing.
Yeah, how did it sound? Which voices were? Put the men in front. All right, let's try that. All right, now, I don't know if we might miss the women altogether. I think what we should do is put the women back in the front again. Put the women back in the front. This time you guys are going to just have to get closer too.
Okay.
All right? What's that?
Do you want me to go in?
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
They come in?
Yeah. I want you to announce this as fast as you can.
Well, but wait a minute.
What's that?
Stand behind them?
Well, just, yeah.
Or do you want me to?
Here's what I want you to do. You guys get out of the way for a second, then he's going to announce it, and then we'll come in together again. All right?
Okay.
Just as fast as you can.
How loud should I be?
A little louder than speaking voice. Not too loud.
So this speaking
is pretty
like
sensitive.
This?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even a little louder, but not much. So you guys, the men, a little louder. All right? Girls are all right.
Was that a test we're doing the first
one?
That
was a
again,
test.
And we're going on to the next.
Do the same one. All right.
Step lightly on the stage.
Okay, so we don't bounce it around. All right, so fellas, once again, you got to be louder on this one.
I'll draw back.
Try it again. Ready, Tim?
Ready.
Hold on. Okay.
Steal Away by the Fisk University Jubilee Quartet, recorded at the 1997 ARS Conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Go ahead, fast, fast. Okay. It's a lot better. It's a lot better. Very good.
Steve Smolian just had a good suggestion. Does anyone have questions for the singers? Are you students?
What does it feel like reenacting this? And you're getting a sense of what it was like?
It's very eerie. At one point, I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. No, seriously, though, we have a portion during our concert, which, by the way, our concert is Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Ryman.
Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday. Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Ryman.
That might be on a pin, right?
Noise from the cylinder, so it's as if they're hearing a recording themselves as they're recording.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
I hear it also.
Scratchy noise while you're singing, but it's coming right back out. Very different.
You want to listen to it? Gotta get the pitch right now.
Steal Away by the Fisk
wonder if the warbling might be from the jam.
Oh yeah, this is not the best machine to use for a playback, but because of, you know, carrying.
I'm hearing some fuzziness in the gears.
Yeah, well, it could be. Alright, we'll try another one. Wanna try another one? Huh? What's that?
Put the men in the front.
Put the men in the front? You wanna try putting the men in the front? You want, we'll do it. You wanna go through one? You wanna do a test or you wanna actually try one? Wanna try one first? Alright. No, it's probably 1905, 1906. Yeah.
Tim, yes. Could we play the cylinder and then play the quartet and have our own tone test? That was Gary's idea.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I've got a mic on both horns. So I'm pinpoint recording in both cases, the recording and the playback.
So you want to try a test first? Or you want to actually try one? Let me see where you're gonna stand. You're gonna be what, in front now, right? This way. Just kind of put your heads down like that. And girls, all right? Let's try it that way. We'll do a test first. All right, hold on. No, we'll lose it.
Yeah.
It's not that loud as it is now.
What about the
surround? Well, we got him back now. The thing is, if you're further back, you got to sing a little louder, though, kind of compensate. Ready? Hold on a second now. Hold on.
We're going to miss the men because they're on the side.
No, they're leaning.
No, they're leaning. Ready? Go. Go ahead. Okay.
I think the balance sounded better to me, too, on the microphone.
Huh?
The balance sounded better on the mic, also.
There's always a difference, really, from one to
everyone.
There's always a difference, no matter what.
Is it based on, can you tell based on color?
Not really, you know. Nope, sometimes they record better when they're light, some it's...
This one had a lot of shavings bunching up more than the other ones, it looked like.
All right, let's try it. Yeah, man, these are very soft recordings to begin with.
Smart to try one with no concern for dynamics and just sing as loud as you can for the whole, whole 2 minutes.
Want to try one way back as loud as you can? Mm. Try that?
Yeah.
It was good balance, but it wasn't loud enough. This last time, but it wasn't as loud as the total one. Because the soprano in the first two recordings were much louder, and that was what we were hearing as being very loud.
All right,
so all four were more equal this time.
Okay, let's try it again the same way. You guys in front.
About to be louder.
All right, and you announce it. Yeah, let him announce it. Then you get you guys. In front. Well, hold on 1 second.
Deep River by the Fisk University Jubilee Singers Quartet,
recorded at the 1997 ARSC conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Deep river, my home is over Jordan. Deep river, Lord, I want to cross into campground. Oh, don't you want to go to that gospel feast? That promised land where
freshmen amongst you?
The original group is actually 16. It just so happens that the four that are here today, there's three freshmen. Freshmen, there's really, five freshmen out of the 16, so no.
We lost some graduating seniors, so it kind of depends on people's matriculation also. Yes.
Are you all music majors?
No. I'm a philosophy, joint major philosophy and business administration, and
I'm a music major.
I'm a music major, vocal performance. Yes.
Music, vocal performance.
Most of the group is, I would say.
No.
Sorry, I believe you had a question, sir.
Well, if she answered it, I wondered if this was the current ensemble, or if you were part of a larger
yes.
be the 11 original Jubilee singers, so there's five sitting out. But yeah, we're usually all 16 of us. This is the first time we've ever done a quartet.
The other question is, do you stick to just spiritual repertoire, or do you get into other things as well?
Strictly spiritual during concerts. It depends on where we're singing. If we're in a high school setting with students, we may do something a little different. We may do something popular. Depends on the interest of the listener, but primarily we sing strictly spiritual. Yes, sir.
Do you understand why you gave up making cylinders for 86 years?
Well, I think that, hearing the cylinder, first of all, a very moving experience was being able to hear the cylinders in the presentation, excellent presentation that was given earlier today. So,
ready, Tim? Mm-hmm. All right, wait a second.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay.
Rise, Shine by the Fisk University Jubilee Singers Quartet, recorded at the 1997 ARS Conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Shine, for the light is a coming. Rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. My Lord says he's coming by and by. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. My Lord says he's coming by and by.
This is the year of Jubilee.
My Lord says he's coming by and by. My Lord says he's coming by and by. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. My Lord says he's coming by and by. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Rise, shine, for the light is a coming. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a coming. My Lord says he's coming by and by.
Time to play those 200s.
it out and practicing.
Yeah, they would always do, you know, three takes also of each song.
They had bigger horns too, didn't they, Ray?
What's that?
They had bigger horns too, didn't they?
Some
had various horns. It depended.
Yeah. Some would have been similar to that one. Well, there also was 160-foot horn. That's a little. That was just used for pianos and piano and dance bands. No, I don't think
the horns were
everything. Yeah, I didn't think so. It was a horn that went like a whole city block.
Yeah, that was the thing about that. With that length horn, the sound would sort of untangle itself and record properly.
I think it was the exact opposite, right?
He had the idea of doing it with a 40-foot horn, and then he decided, well, that wasn't quite right, so he went to 160.
Yeah. That horn was still there until World War II. They took it down for a scrap drive.
You know what? Why don't we try to mic this? You want to try to mic this one? Is it on? Yeah. Hold on a minute. Let's see how it works.
Jubilee Singers Quartet. Recorded at the 1997 ARC Conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Try the other one. Does that sound better out there?
Yeah, as a natural cylinder, it was louder too.
All right, let's try the other one.
You need to move the soprano with the beautiful voice back about 6 feet.
All right, the last one.
Well, this is C reproducer, right?
Yeah, it's nothing special, really.
Yes.
Kind of listening around the
limitations. Well, you tune your ears.
Yeah.
All 122.
All right, here we go.
Okay, a little lower.
Yep.
Rise, Shine by the Fisk University Jubilee Singers Quartet. Recorded at the 1997 ARC Conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
My Lord says he's coming by. Oh, my rise, shine, for the light is a-
too fast.
Okay, I think we should stop. So let's have another hand for the fist. Thank you.
Good job, Jerry.